Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or tea, sit back and relax, and let's chat about the astrology, human design, gene keys, Pleiadian earth energy of the day today. It's actually a fairly quiet day, almost as if we are holding our breaths, waiting for the new moon, and also, which is tomorrow, and also waiting for Mercury to turn from its retrograde phase into direct motion again tomorrow. And today, that means we're kind of sandwiched in between the yesterday's sun trine Uranus or sun square Uranus and today's or tomorrow's new moon. So I hope everybody's doing really well. Rebecca, good morning from Costa Rica. Hallelujah. I bet it's nice and warm and toasty down there. Good morning, Diane Pegram. Happy Tuesday to you too. Good morning, Linda. Great to see you. And I hope everything's going well in your world. How did everybody do yesterday? Yesterday with the sun squaring Uranus, it was an interesting day, I think, for a lot of people as some surprises came up, some things that you didn't expect to happen happened, or maybe you met somebody interesting, maybe you solved an issue that you've been working on, but maybe yesterday there was also a tendency for accident proneness. I don't even know if you could say that, but some people had expressed to me issues around falling, or in one case, a little boy whose fall resulted in a broken jaw and a concussion, fall from his bicycle. So these unexpected things can happen. Yesterday, I was sitting here and just after the show yesterday morning, actually, and I had my sun square Uranus moment when I see the FedEx man walking up my sidewalk, and I'm like, I didn't order anything from FedEx, and he has an envelope in his hand. So I thought, at first I thought maybe he was delivering my husband's mouse because I had to order him a new wireless mouse for his computer. But the package didn't look like that. And he hands it to me and he says, I'm delivering a bunch of these today and have been since last week. And I look at it and he goes, it's from Wells Fargo. And I went, he goes, it's probably a check. And I went, why would Wells Fargo be sending me a check? But sure enough, I opened it up and there inside was a $570 check from an account that we had, 2 years ago, maybe, for our car loan, and they owed us money back from a lawsuit, I guess, a class action lawsuit. I don't know. I don't remember what all the details were. I mean, it seemed like it was forever ago that I put our names in for it. And there it was, totally out of the blue, a big chunk of money. It was amazing. So surprises can happen that are good. Somebody had asked that question last week, actually, about Uranus. Does Uranus ever do something good or good surprises? Well, absolutely. Good surprises also come up out of Uranus when it makes connections with the sun, even if it is a challenging connection. I mean, usually a square would be a challenge. This one wasn't particularly challenging. It just sort of was particularly surprising. I just kind of stood there looking at it for a minute going, wow, yeah, I couldn't even fathom at the moment, like, why, where did this come from? Or how did it show up? And finally, I read the paperwork and understood where it was coming from. So anyway, hopefully most of you experienced something really awesome yesterday and not necessarily the more upsetting surprises that that this sun squaring Uranus can bring to you. Good morning, Mimi. That's great to see you this morning. Lisa Kenny, good morning to you. Natasha, good morning. Natasha's she's saying, good morning, everyone. I had a very magical morning. Good afternoon. And then I had 2 glasses of water almost spilled all over me at dinner. If I wasn't quick moving, too funny. Someone must have rocked the table and it almost spilled, eh? So anyway, surprises, surprises. And, you know, other people are experiencing other things. I did hear from quite a number of people actually yesterday, relationship issues or surprises that, you know, with that. And it didn't seem to happen all just yesterday either. It seems like over the weekend, this might have been building for some people. And indeed, when we talk about these particular types of transits, remember they have their applying phase. That is the degree to 3 degrees, maybe even before the exact aspect hits, and then the day of or the time of the exact aspect, and then the waning part of that as they separate. So applying conjunction or actual aspect, and then separating. And things can happen along any of those time periods. So it depends largely on your own astrological chart and how things are set up there. So for example, in yesterday's sun squaring Uranus, where's the sun transiting through your chart right now? It's in Leo. So if you know your own chart, look for Leo, and that'll give you an idea of where the sun is. And then Uranus and Taurus, and wherever Taurus is in your chart is where, so between those two houses is where the surprises could be happening. And, you know, remember Uranus and Taurus is also ruled by Venus. I mean, Venus is the ruler of that particular sign. And it's a sign that represents prosperity and money and relationships and our values and how we work with our values within our world. And are we living from our values or are we not? So a lot of things to unpack with that particular transit. Now today, the moon is still in Cancer all day. There is a void of course late this evening. My time, 8:33 p.m. For you on the East Coast, that'll be 11:33 p.m. And the void lasts until tomorrow morning at 6:18 here and 9:18 for you in the East Coast when the moon moves into Leo in preparation for the new moon. So for the whole day, we have the moon in Cancer, and it won't be until later this evening that it stops or, you know, comes to that, you know, kind of lull in its energy or its potency before it moves into a new sign. So in the meantime today, that means the moon in later degrees of Cancer is opposing those planets in Capricorn, Saturn, the South Node, and Pluto. And then we'll also conjunct Mercury, which is at the last full day of his retrograde. He's also pretty much for the whole day tomorrow because he doesn't actually move out of retrograde until tomorrow evening. But it is, you know, literally he's nearly back to the degree where he entered the retrograde zone, 23 degrees of Cancer. He's actually at 24 degrees Cancer today. And still in retrograde. So the moon conjunct Mercury may be delivering the last of the messages around what has been occurring for you during this Mercury retrograde period. And it's so funny because that just reminds me that maybe I'll get a call today from the company that has been trying to reconstruct the data that I lost on my computer in my hard drive fiasco. So maybe that will come to an end today with a yay, we can fix it, or no, we cannot fix it. And either way, I'm okay. Right? Because I've lived with the reality for the last week since I got my computer back that I had a completely new hard drive. I am in a new reality. And so I am quite content with that, which brings me to some questions that we may be asking ourselves that would be useful questions to maybe ask ourselves at this moment in time. What is leaving your life or your awareness now? As in, Mercury is getting ready to wind up this retrograde cycle, and you may have an idea now of what these last few weeks have been bringing to you. And remember, the cycle began on June 20th. That was the last time that Mercury was in this area, or today is roughly equivalent to the summer solstice. What was going on? What began then, or what appeared to be coming into your awareness at that point in time? And the next question in that is, what is replacing that thing that is leaving, that relationship that is leaving, that job that is leaving? Or is it not so much leaving, but it's transformed in some way? The reality of whatever it is that you've been experiencing is transformed in some way. And what's filling that space, right? Or how does it look now in its change? Let's see. Good morning, Colleen. Good morning, Jacqueline. She had an okay day yesterday. I love it. Now, not everybody, of course, and again, this really depends on your chart. So when I come on here in the morning and I'm telling you about these things, it is by no means going to be that 7 billion people on the planet are going to experience this in the same way. there's just no way because everybody's chart's so different, right? But you can tell if you know your personal chart, you can get a look at what might be occurring for you by looking at the signs and what other planets might be there. So what have you learned about yourself, about your relationships, about technology, about anything to do with Mercury communication, how you speak, how you think in these last couple of weeks? That's a really good thing for you to be doing. Remember, Mercury actually went retrograde on July 7th. So the retrograde has been since the 7th to tomorrow, the 31st. And there's the coming toward us, you know, the retro shade, as Suzanne Fulmer likes to call it. So from the June 20th to July 7th was, you know, that pre-retrograde. And then from August 1st through 14th, we'll be in the retro shade, the ending part of it. So we're not completely out of the woods after tomorrow, but it'll be the closing of that retrograde cycle itself, and the clarity comes perhaps even in the next few days if you haven't already gotten that, right? If you've not gotten the message yet, you still have time to get that message. But it might be that the message comes with the asking of those questions. What's leaving my life right now? What's passing away? What am I letting go of? What needs to be let go of? What's replacing it? What's coming in? What's the new potential? So all these are great questions. Today in the Pleiadian Earth energy is 11 choosing. Yesterday we had 10 illumination or illuminating. Today we have 11, and 11 is the number of illumination. So we have 2 days of light coming in, right, shining in, telling us something, helping us see something more clearly, revealing something to us perhaps. Revealing something for us that maybe before we need, that something that we'll need to let go of in the future. And choosing in Mayan was ebb. And the ability here for choosing is to be able to settle differences, to have a collective healing, as it were, of something or an actual problem or issue that we've been dealing with. Settling differences, collective healing. So that's the Pleiadian Earth energy of the day for human design today. There's no change in the weekly energy yet. That'll happen tomorrow, I believe it is. Let me check real quickly. I have this block on July 31st, it seems like. Yeah, tomorrow's the first day of the new week, so we'll talk about that tomorrow morning. But today, Venus moves into the same gate that the sun is occupying, which is the gate 31. And I printed up a new human design chart here for us this morning. Here we have what the energy of today looks like. And what we see is we have a defined throat and a defined identity center through this channel of leadership. It's the only thing that's, everything else is hanging here. So the only thing that makes a channel, that makes energy, is the energy of sharing love through leadership. And what I thought I would do this morning is I happened to pick this up. Remember when Rosie Aronson was on the show here a few months back, and she shared with us her wisdom, the Wisdom Keepers Oracle deck and inner guidebook. And this is the actual deck, Rosie Aronson, PhD. You can see that up there. I love this deck. It's very deep. And she's a great advocate of the gene keys and human design, but she particularly loves the gene keys. So this morning, I don't know, on a whim, I decided to look up the gate 31. And I thought, because, you know, another planet's moving into that same gate, it has more emphasis. And because Venus in your human design chart is about your relationships and how you show up in your relationships as an individual, and what your relationships, how you project yourself into that relationship, and what's projected upon you from that relationship. I hope that makes sense. So I wanted to read the wisdom story. Remember in the book here, that goes with the card deck, it's arranged in a wisdom story, and then her gift, the gift from the wisdom keeper, from the wisdom keeper, wisdom giver, wisdom keeper, but it should be the wisdom giver. Whoa. Kind of breezy in here this morning. It's blowing off my filter. And then we have questions for contemplation. So let's look at the story. So it says, if you really want to see the nature of success on the material plane, then the heart represents the cutting edge today. If you really want to see the nature of success on the material plane, then the heart represents the cutting edge today. The gift in the gene keys here is leadership. The shadow is arrogance. And the siddhi, the highest expression, is humility. Now, take a look around the world at our leaders right now. Is there any of them that are projecting out their real leadership? And is there anybody out there projecting humility? Humility and leadership go hand in hand. And here's the wisdom story. My father and his father preserved the peaceful traditions of my people, stayed close to the land, and led through their presence, not their words. But when I was young, I was kidnapped by the state and forced into a boarding school run by the church. They taught me that my people were heathens and that our way of life was no good. Over time, as my spirit broke, I deferred my power to the teachers and eventually forgot the ways of my people. I thought, spoke, and acted like the white man. Years later, when I returned to my village, I looked upon my people scornfully and with pity. I arrogantly believed that if they wanted to survive and put an end to their suffering, they needed to drop the old ways and join the rest of the world. I addressed my people, infusing my speech with feigned humility and native phrases. I spun a tale of future promise and prosperity, if only they would follow me. As I spoke, I felt confident and special. My father and grandfather just sat in silence. When it came time for my people to follow me out of the reservation and into the future, no one moved. Instead, they looked to my father and grandfather for guidance. The two men who had no interest in arguing or imposing their agenda on anyone. As my grandfather spoke on behalf of the community in simple yet potent words, I was hit by a deluge of pain and humility. I hadn't scratched the surface of my people's reality or my own suffering. Why on earth would they follow me? I went on to spend years listening to and recording the stories of my people, the elders, the people who had also been torn from their homes and put in boarding schools, the women, the children. It wasn't until many years later, long after I had given up on wanting to be a leader, that I found myself sharing these stories in a way that moved the hearts of the white man and inspired my people to participate in their own liberation. My gift to you. I come to free you from your own conditioning and to make you aware of just how much you still care about what others think. Be honest with yourself. Where and with whom are you being arrogant? How are you still spinning the truth in order to be admired, respected, or to gain more power? It is through wisening up to these tendencies, no matter how subtle, that your true capacity for leadership is born. It is time to recognize the limitations of your own intellect. True leadership does not require a superior mind or the recognition that you are a leader. It doesn't require that you always know what you're going to say. It is not even about finding and projecting your own voice. It is about listening deeply to others and using your voice to represent theirs. No matter what you do, whether you are speaking, writing, or creating, do it with humility and with heart. Big lessons from the Gate 31 coming out of the sun this week. So questions for contemplation, and I'm sorry, I can't, there's nothing I can really do to show these to you, but I will print them up for you and put them on the Living Astrology Facebook page. Here are the questions. Do you ever put yourself down to avoid seeming arrogant? Do you ever defer your power to others? Do you ever find yourself being arrogant, and in what situations? What feelings are underneath the arrogance? In what area of life are you a leader? Have you ever been able to represent others by listening deeply and giving them a voice? Do you lead in the spirit of humility and service? Think of a leader in your life or in the world for whom you have great respect. What qualities do you most appreciate in this leader? And what is one thing you can do today to be more like this person? Interesting things to contemplate on this final day. And by the way, there's a very special woman out there this morning, Londa Damon. Happy birthday to you. I want everybody to wish Londa a happy birthday, a happy solar return. what a wonderful day for you to have your solar return when the sun is in Leo and the moon in Cancer, giving us a way to express our love, our feelings, our ability to be intimate with one another, and our moods, and loving everything about that. So much love and prosperity to you, Londa, in your coming year. And hello, beautiful, to you as well. All right. So everybody, say happy birthday to Miss Londa. Good morning, Nancy Brenneman. She's the first one out there. Happy birthday, Londa. So anyway, all right. That is just about it for me this morning. We really don't have a whole lot going on, and I kind of like it, right? It means that I can be more succinct in what I'm saying. I don't have to unpack and break down a whole lot of other information. Do any of you have any questions, anything that you want to talk about? Tell me. This is your opportunity. I have nothing more to say and a lot of time if you guys need it to chat about something, to tell me your observations of what's going on in the world or around you, to ask questions. Lisa Kenny says, another trip around the sun. Indeed. Another trip around the sun. Happy birthday from Mimi. From Allison, from Diane Pegram, from Lisa Kenny. Lovely, lovely. This is why I love this community, by the way, because it's such a great opportunity for us to love and support one another. And by the way, I don't know all of your birthdays. So if you're having a birthday, please tell me ahead of time, because I would love to be able to put that out there for us to celebrate you as well. Some of you I know, Londa is a really dear friend. So of course I know her birthday. And some of you I've done readings for example, Mimi, I know your birthday's coming up here. So let us know what your birthdays are, and we will certainly share that with everybody. Lovely, lovely. Okay, so Lisa says, having heavy dread, dreamt I died last night. And, we'll pull a card for Londa. Great idea, Allison. Great idea. Love it, love it. So Londa, don't you check out on me. We're going to pull you a card. But first, let's talk to Lisa a little bit. Having heavy dread, dreamt I died last night. And I don't know what the circumstances would have been around that dream, but I totally get it, because remember, the moon in opposition to Saturn and the South Node and Pluto, and even though it wasn't exact yet, maybe last night, it was applying this pressure to it, is all about our destruction of something, the destroying of something, the breaking down of something in order to have something else in its place to be rebuilt. So it's interesting to have a dream. You're tapping into maybe the collective. It's totally in keeping with this energy right now, Lisa, for you to have tapped into the fears of the collective in general. And by the way, let me check something here. There are no, if you look at the human design chart here, the spleen, which is the center where I would find fear, is completely open. And that means it's conditioned. Indeed, you are likely experiencing what people are putting out there. The world is a kind of scary place, right? And you know, there's always the signs on the wall, right? That people see, or they intuit that things are not the same, or they're not gonna be the same. And so you may have just been tapping into the collective. Or in some way, maybe there's a fear, Lisa, that you're holding on to about something that's changing in your own personal life. And in that case, then, you know, the fact that you died in your dream is that whatever the old is passing away, and in its place, something new can be born. So it's not a bad thing. Son and his father, ex-diagnosis with narcissism, son with him, visiting. Okay, so you have a fear perhaps about what's going on with that. Maybe your son and his father will bond mutually over this narcissism. And yeah, I can understand how that might be playing out. But you know, each one of them have their own path to run in this lifetime, and you cannot control all of that. There's no way for you to control what's going on with them. And you just have to have faith that your son will also have listened and been influenced by your own energies. So, yeah. Letting go. Colleen, what's the difference between a progressed planet's effect and a transit planet's effect in your personal chart? I will definitely get to that. Let's pull a card first for Londa. Londa, I'm going to give you two cards, actually. Let's give you a spirit animal for your year and a wisdom of the oracle card to represent the biggest energies for you of the year, of your personal year. So, any numerologists out there who can quickly tell us what kind of a year? See, so 7:30, 7 and 3 is 10, 11, 12, 13, and 9 is 22. Wow, Londa, you're going into a 22 year if I just did that correctly. And wow, you've got two cards. Oh my gosh, this card came out yesterday. Two cards. One is a change in the wind, our little zebra that is moving on in a new direction, and soulmates, right? Soulmates. These are card 41 for soulmates, which we turned out yesterday was a 5, and the change in the wind is a 12, a 3. Okay, so let's take a look at what these mean, and then I'll pull you an animal card. So 12, and remember, all of us listening here today, this may be something that we can take in as well. It may have meaning for us as well. So the essential meaning of the zebra card, of the change in the wind, is a sense that unseen change has been initiated. Preparation for a storm, awareness that your plans are not on firm ground, feeling a shift, uncertainty about which direction the winds will blow. The oracle's message says it's human nature to yearn for certainty and resist change, to want the world to remain consistent like a zebra's stripes, yet nothing in human experience is black and white, nor will anything remain static. The one thing guaranteed is change. Now is a time of transformation as outer conditions are temporarily moving out of sync with your desires and expectations. Stay the course and remember that even storms serve to clear the air, scatter seeds, and nourish the soil for better things ahead. Life is about to get interesting. Anticipate it with curiosity as you wonder what is coming in on the shifting winds. The unknown is where the magic is. And the soulmates card, it's funny because when I opened the deck, Londa, it just popped right out. But I figured it was because it was on top of the deck because we pulled it, I think, yesterday as part of our week. And so then I shuffle the cards and what pops out again is it's hiding behind the change in the wind. So 41 is soulmates, and I'll read it again. It was also upright. So essential meaning, harmonious partnerships, love, friendship, companionship, a relationship fostering personal growth. You are meant to evolve and transform with the companionship of others. Certain people enter into your life in order to take you to the next level of healing, consciousness, and authenticity. It is always a reciprocal experience, although the results for each of you will vary. You know these people by the strong pull drawing you toward them, and sometimes by a strong aversion to them initially too. Soulmates can be friends for life or remain in your life for only a short time. No matter what, you will be changed in ways you can't possibly fathom now. Pay attention to these people today. They are your greatest gifts. Pretty cool card. Let's take an animal card here for the moment too. And then Colleen, I will get to your question, which is a good question. I love questions. Susan Bronlin, good morning. Haven't seen you in a long time out there. She says happy birthday to Londa as well. I believe you guys are friends, right? Okay, so Londa, this is your spirit animal card for your solar return for your coming year. And wow, elephant. We've had her a few times lately. She came out in protection. She was upside down. But here she is. She's a beautiful, beautiful creature. And it says, learn from the past. So elephant spirit with her little diadem right here in her forehead, her mark of sacredness. Let's read what she is about in. She was upside down. It's a card 25, which is a 7. And very spiritual card, I would imagine. I think we've had this a few times, like I said lately. 25. Learn from the past. So the message says, are you feeling uncomfortable with a tradition, custom, or a familiar behavior that no longer fits who you are? Do you wish the past could be erased so it could no longer cause you a moment's pain? Elephant Spirit is here to encourage you to write a different story and alter the traditions in ways that acknowledge that we all evolve, for transformation is our nature. Elephant Spirit calls you to not be selective in your memory, because ignoring the good or the bad will prevent you from growing your wisdom and strength. Build on the best of the past, learn from the worst, and walk into the future with dignity, accompanied by Elephant Spirit, who remembers the truth and honors your strength and your wisdom. Perfect message for a projector. Elephant. So, woohoo! Now, let's see here. Let's go back to Colleen's question, because I think it's interesting. What is the difference between a progressed planet's effect and a transit planet's effect in your personal chart? So, a transit is happening for everyone. So equally, let's say the transiting sun in Leo brings up the energy of play and creativity. It triggers that within us. And it is different for each person because it's in a different house for each person. So it brings up creativity, joy, expression, etc. So planets by transit affect us all at the same time, but in different ways. A progressed planet is affecting you personally, because it's only in your progressed chart. So I'm not feeling it. Unless you and I were born on the same day, in the same place, at the same time, your progressed chart looks different than my progressed chart. So a progressed planet's effect is more personal to you, where a transiting planet is affecting everyone. And it's a possibility it doesn't have an effect on you, because maybe in your chart, it's not really sitting anywhere of particular interest, or it isn't triggering anything for you. So I hope that helps, right? You're welcome, Miss Londa. And any other questions? Wish you could broadcast the wisdom story live on Sky News. I don't know what Sky News is. And I could broadcast it. But just remember, this isn't my story or my wisdom story. This is, you know, Rosie's wisdom. I mean, the wisdom that she got. I'm just sharing from the 64 Faces of Awakening, the wisdom story that comes from that book. And of course, anytime someone puts out something like this, where there are oracle cards and so forth, you know they're going to get shared around the world. I don't know what Sky News is, Tara. Tara, and welcome to you, Tara. I don't think I've seen you out there before, but welcome, welcome to the Meta Cafe. And if you want to take this broadcast, you can do that. I put it as a YouTube video not long after the show is over. I broadcast it that way. It also goes up in podcast form on Blog Talk Radio. And so it gets heard by a lot of people throughout the day in various ways. So if that's something, you can take that YouTube video and share it to Sky News maybe, and that might help. But that would be the only way I know to do that. Let's see. Kristen says, happy birthday to you, Londa. It looks like everybody's been wishing you a happy birthday. It's great that you showed up this morning. I was hoping you would, so that we could do that for you. I'd sing. If I was a good singer, I would sing. I was going to bring a recording today to the show, but I don't know how to broadcast a recording of a song, like, you know, to sing happy birthday to you. But I thought it would have been fun if I could figure out how to do that. Someday maybe I will. All right, everybody, if you don't have any other questions, that is it for me today. Remember, for those of you who are members of the Living Astrology Academy membership group, today is the August webinar. We'll be breaking August down by the events as well as by the weeks, and giving you an idea of what the trajectory is for the month and what to expect as we go into August and come through what are probably going to be some really wonderful days, and then head into September, where the energy is going to change a bit. So that's it for me today. By the way, if you are thinking about joining the membership and want to participate in the webinars, if you join today, I will manually add you into the webinar. So if you're interested in that, I will post the link for the membership on the Living Astrology page. It's $13 a month. And literally, you get access to the webinar, to being able to ask me questions personally about your chart, and also get into some of the more the training information that is available that has more to be added to it. All right, that is it for me today. Everybody take care. Have a wonderful day. Do not get overly emotional and get attached to your emotions today. Just move on through. All right, guys, take care. Mwah! Much love to everybody. See you tomorrow morning.